Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society presently on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to teaching the sciences of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you will be able to extract the very best the current century has to offer. You are listening to the Balancing Program Show with your host, microbiologist, preventative medicine and hygiene physician, Dr. Jewel Pogram, MD. Join Dr. Jewel each Monday at 5 p.m.
Well, greetings, everyone. How are you? And welcome to the Dr. Jewel Balancing Show. I'm your host, Dr. Jewel, and this program is brought to you by the Jewel Network, Justifiably Enchanted with Enlightened Living, hosted on Blog Talk Radio. And so what are we going to talk about today? Well, we've got a little myriad of different things to talk with you about, so we have to go through our initial preparation to receive all this great information, which is what? Remember, can I hear you say it? That's right. It's to become back, visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. So since you are listening to me auditorily, if you're on the chat room, then you're also seeing us visually, and pad and pencil, please, so that you can literally write down what you are hearing and thinking about and perhaps seeing, and we want to make sure that the brain is well hydrated. So you should have a fabulous beverage in front of you, preferably water, so to keep the brain hydrated. It is a gelatinous, or no, really, almost a semi-liquid entity necessary to transmit electromagnetic pulses, etc. You want to keep the brain quite fluid, keep it hydrated, and to kinesthetically, auditorily, and visually use those modalities to download information to the mainframe computer, the brain, so that you can integrate with ease the information that we're going to share. So just very quickly, get your pad and pencil, your water, and I'll meet you right back at your speaker and at the chat room to hear more about the Dr. Jewel Balancing Program and the concepts we're going to talk about today. So I'll be right back after this message from our sponsor. Be right back. Did you hear that? Okay. That was me thinking, okay, where our sponsor is. And obviously, the sponsor is speaking to us. But in the meantime, while it is not loud enough for us to hear, let me just share this with you. This has been an incredible time. Did you recognize that we have just gone through another meteor shower and the Perseid meteors have move through our space around Earth, especially over the North American continent, and over this weekend with the maximization being seen very early in the morning, on Sunday morning, we could see all of this meteorite debris flowing past us. Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. So everything is intensifying. Yes, we are really in 2012. So it's very important to just pay attention. And let's collect and integrate our information so that we will know what it is that we should be doing for these times. It has been earmarked that the next 5 years are going to be the major changeovers, the major changeover times. And so it's going to be important for you to have a plan. What is your plan? And that's very important. What is your plan to deal with major change. Okay, so it's great to talk about getting a promotion on your job and to, you know, do more with the neighborhood projects or work at the school or whatever, but what is the plan for your little life in the face of great and potential change? And that's the plan that's so, so important. We are so excited to introduce to you that the preparedness series that was hosted, as you know, late last year by an incredible preparedness master, Steve Knott, an incredible being. All of his past collections of knowledge have actually now been condensed and organized in such a unique manner where now you are going to be able to just simply download and listen to those works. And so I know they may have appeared to some of you to be long-term time coming, but they are really right on time. So just keep that, mark that down. Steve Knopf, Preparedness Master, his series on preparedness for these times is up and coming available. So just keep watching the website, watching here and listening at the Jewel Network, okay, for that information. I enjoyed spending time with him in the wilderness. I had that opportunity last year, and he is such a vivid speaker, very thorough in his description on how to execute any particular activity. So when you listen to this, you'll literally be drawn in your mind into the space and place that he was literally teaching these things. So you'll find them very, 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 very valuable. Now, again, many of you are new listeners. Welcome. This is the Dr. Jewel Balancing Show, and many of you are here because you just heard of me or you wanted to hear about more about what I was talking about from things you might have seen on videos and audios. But the balancing program is the situation. I had someone write me an email after looking at some of the older videos, and they said, oh, I want to activate my pineal gland and my hypothalamus, and how can I regenerate my tissues, and, you know, please send me any updated information as soon as possible on how to do this. And, of course, you know, in my mind, because I recognize that the road to anything is dependent upon how clear and clean the roads are in your brain. And that is the great thing about the Dr. Jewel Balancing Program, DJBP, is that it literally engineers highways of neurons throughout your brain. So for those of you who study with me in the immortality chats, you know, I had a couple chapters on that in helping you to understand how important it is that the way we approach anything, how we actually create and structure, how we bring geometry into our lives is dependent upon the interconnection of the neural, first of all, let me go back, is dependent upon, first of all, the maturity of the neurons, are they fully developed, to the axonal integration and connectiveness between all the neurons of the brain. And so, as you know, the neuron looks like a five-pointed star, like a human being with his arms and legs straddled, arms stretched out laterally. And there's one leg that just grows extremely, extremely long. And that extension is known as the axon. And that axon is responsible for making all these major connections to all the different areas of the brain as well as to the body. That's right. Yes, it is the axon that literally has grown through the brain, through the spinal column, out through the vertebral column, into the tissues and the organs of the body to allow them to have direct input and communication with the brain itself. And we call those peripheral nerves. Peripheral nerves are literally axons that have extended off of the neuron in the brain, that's the name of the cell, down the neck, down the spine, out the foramen, That's the openings laterally between each vertebra into the tissues and the organs so that the organs can give their direct update and report instantly to the axon and relays that back to the brain, which is why you may feel pain in your right side or pain in your great toe, because that is a direct axon, an extension from a neuron that has grown that long to the tip of your toe, and the tissues around the tip of your toe are relaying information directly back to the brain through that peripheral nerve. So when you recognize that these axons are incredible, they can bond together to make a solid cord, which is what happens in your spinal cord. These are all axons that literally are bound together to make what's known as the spinal cord. And they also can bind together in smaller numbers to make what we call literally highways throughout the brain. And what travels along these highways? Energy. Your consciousness. So therefore, your consciousness can literally be transmitted through these axons that make highways throughout the brain so that you and consciousness can go literally and sit in designated areas of your brain, designated by you, to literally activate, intensify that area of the brain so that you can exercise and exhibit precise and incredible qualities of activities through the body. So for an individual who's a runner, we just finished looking at the Olympics. They have put their consciousness on the highway that leads to the area of the brain that totally stimulates and communicates with the muscular system of the body, the bones, as well as the cardiovascular system, so that those areas of the brain are totally under the focus control of the owner of the body, that is your awareness, your energy, and your energy is centered in those areas. And those muscles or the bones or the cardiovascular system are now 100% being operated under your determination, your will. And obviously the individual who can focus and whose consciousness can sit and dominate that area of the brain precisely are the ones that wind up being the Olympic gold medalist. They win the medal. So there's a systematic neurophysiological activity that occurs in obviously being a winner, and whatever that may be, solving a complicated math problem, etc. But I think a wonderful example that I want you to seriously envision is how the neurons of the brain literally lay down the template for the streets and the roads and the highways that you drive and walk upon. That's right. We have discovered that the cities and how the streets and the sidewalks are laid down literally reflects the general layout of the neurons of that individual's brain. So all those individuals who live in the city, their neurons literally have taken on the same configuration as the streets and roads in the city that they live. And that was very, very interesting. So obviously we know that people living in different cities, different locations, the layout of the neurons of the brain are going to be different. So the individuals who live in Manhattan have a different neurological layout than those individuals who live in Seattle, Washington. However, they are generally similarly structured in that they are very much both urban areas. And there is a definite template for the urban brain versus the layout for the rural brain. Also, too, we know that the more condensed matter in these areas are also demonstrated in the citizens that live in those areas, their brain follows suit. So in London, for example, it takes 2.5 years for an individual to learn and to demonstrate that they know all the major streets throughout London proper. And why does it take so long? Literally, not only do they have to know the name of the roads, where they begin, where they end, what area of the city they're in, but also the reconfiguration of the neurons of their brain. It has to occur so that they can know this information by rote memory and be able to guide the body through all of these unique and various areas. Of the city.
Would you like to be smarter? More at peace in your life? Less stressed? Are you searching for a greater spiritual connection? If so, what you need is access to the 90% of your brain that most of us don't even use. All of this and much more can be yours by enrolling in Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program. Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program is a revolutionary program utilizing sacred geometry to connect the logical left and creative right sides of the brain to work with what we call whole brain functionality. Many participants feel effects from day one, and in no time you can enjoy the physiological effects equal to 8 hours of meditation in as little as 15 minutes a day. Act now to start on this life-changing program and become the person you've always wanted to be. To learn more and sign up for Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.net. What are you waiting for? Make the move now.
The rapidly evolving face of the 21st century is requiring us to upgrade our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies in order to keep pace with the energetic changes around us. DiamondLightWorld.com provides you with a collection of energy tools and technology to assist you in regenerating your body, enabling your mind, as well as activating and strengthening your presence and purpose so that you can achieve greater manifestation of your divine goals in this lifetime. Julie Umpleby, a scientist and the founder of Diamond Light World, offers you specialized and personal Diamond Light Grid activations and alignments, focused meditations, home study programs for personal Diamond Matrix development, and much more. Visit www.diamondlightworld.com for further information on how you can step up to and into your highest potential.
Greetings, everyone. I'm back. The neurons innervating my vocal cords were definitely sending me some intense messages here that they needed a little attention. So they're fine, and I'm back. And so as I was sharing with you, the taxi cab drivers in London, it takes about 2.5-3 years to really complete the whole course. And the duration of learning the cities of London is the major aspect, of course, because it is so intricate. The different areas of London definitely have different streets and how they're laid out based on what? The evolution of the consciousness of the inhabitants of London. So as the brain has matured and the neurons have taken on their own unique layout and interrelationship with each other, based on the present content of information that the individual is focusing upon, the neurons will lay themselves out differently than the generations before. And so we literally see that in the city itself. So the very older areas of the city, you can see how the streets are laid out, very short, very tortuous. They have this kind of repetitive occurrence. They many times feed back into the central square or into the central roundabout of the city, et cetera, where the more modern aspects of London, streets go for very long distances, et cetera, on their own, like a highway, et cetera, before they link up into other main thoroughfares and connections. And we recognize that state of consciousness that these individuals are exhibiting. Very, very interesting. So I do want you to understand that what is outside of you is within you, always. It's very important to remember what's going outside of you, going on outside of you, is going on within you. And so if you've comprehended that statement, it becomes very, very clear then as to what happens when the diet is poor, what happens when the environment doesn't perceive to be supportive, et cetera, that you will create an environment for yourself that literally is a reflection of the state of their brain and the neurons that are being used at the moment. This is why the balancing program is so important, because we know that it will allow you to grow new neurons, new connections between each neuron and other neurons so that they exhibit a more healthy state of interaction and communication, which is what you will find exhibited in your life. Very important.
Article I wanted to share with you, something that we think about when we're on the balancing program, and that becomes very, very important. So just ask yourself, how many do you have?
You're listening to The Jewel Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, on the web at www.thejewelnetwork.net.
Would you like to be smarter, more at peace in your life, less stressed? Are you searching for a greater spiritual connection? If so, what you need is access to the 90% of your brain that most of us don't even use. All of this and much more can be yours by enrolling in Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program. Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program is a revolutionary program utilizing sacred geometry to connect the logical left and creative right sides of the brain to work with what we call whole brain functionality. Many participants feel effects from day one, and in no time you can enjoy the physiological effects equal to 8 hours of meditation in as little as 15 minutes a day. Act now to start on this life-changing program and become the person you always wanted to be. To learn more and sign up for Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.net. What are you waiting for? Make the move now.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. And again, we're working through the communication system between my larynx and that area of my brain that directly communicates with them. So they've been in direct communication here and finally have worked it out. So I'm back and I'm able to communicate with you. Now, we were talking about something that really would be a wonderful contemplation on your part. What is the difference between intelligence and instinct? And which one do you find that you're using most of the time? I will say this, that's part of what happens with the balancing program, is that the area of the brain or areas of the brain that normally are
activated and sustained by instinctive activities based on the input of information from our five senses and beyond. Most people do not have control over or have not literally integrated their intellectual capacities in those areas of the brain. This is one of the things that does happen, and many of those instinctual activities are literally activated and governed by the area of our awareness known as the subconscious. Now, the subconscious is also processed through the same tissues of the brain, but at a different frequency. And so right now, scientists are not able to really have much direct input on the subconscious via the locations of the subconscious in the brain because we're still not able to identify those areas yet. But it, literally, the subconscious brain, or what we call the subtle brain, is structured literally just like the physical brain. Yeah, it is. And there are a few technologies, such as Curly and photography, et cetera, that if it was really precisely focused on taking pictures of all of the areas of the subtle brain energy field, would see that they definitely overlap around the major circuitry of the brain. However, because right now most people do not have balanced brains, the capacity to relay and discuss through our present vocabulary what is going on in these subtle circuits of the brain is still highly incapacitated. So this is one of the things that we find so exciting with individuals who are on the balancing program and who have completed it. The subtle anatomy of the subtle brain becomes much more activated and animated in the consciousness of the individual because they have completed full integration of the literal physical brain or the seven circuits. Now the higher frequency of the subtle anatomy brain with its seven circuitry can relay through the dendrites of the neurons information that the intellect of the individual can perceive. And if the vocabulary is adequate, be able to literally discuss and describe what is going on at this level of brain processing. Now, I bring that to your attention because it's very interesting to recognize that as more of humanity becomes balanced with the use of their brain, our vocabulary is going to go into a huge different direction. So we've seen that already with the introduction of the Internet. That means that our brains had to grow to really utilize the Internet to use our faster computers. And so with that came what? Came a whole new vocabulary. We have an IT vocabulary now that deals with all the different aspects of social media and aspects of the Internet and the web, et cetera, but in our general utilization of all the areas of the brain, which is what happens when the brain is balanced, we're going to have another explosion in our vocabulary. So the dictionaries are becoming outmoded and extinct very rapidly, and watch this in the next 10 years because the Dr. Jewel Balancing Program has a very centered and focused campaign to ensure that as many people as possible get the opportunity to enjoy themselves and to enjoy their lives and to enjoy their bodies through the computerized brain that is balanced and re-engineered to allow you to utilize your body more efficiently, more effectively, etc. Very, very amazing. So we at the Dr. Jewel Balancing Program are very excited because this program, going from just a little teeny thing that was passed down by word of mouth for hundreds of years, never ever advertised for centuries, and individuals use this to get a better understanding of themselves, to have a better understanding of what they call God and their spiritual self and how that relates to everything else. So it was really used for a tool for, quote, spiritual, unquote, advancement. But they also noted that they became much smarter. They also recognized that there were other qualities about them that they did not see in the general public. And one of them was that they were able to be much more calm, much more composed under circumstances that the average person would have definitely unraveled. But secondly, they recognized that because they were able to stay calm and composed under most circumstances, that they didn't seem to wrinkle and age as intensely as most individuals. They also recognized that they had choices that they literally could begin to craft and engineer new opportunities for themselves under old conditions that most people felt they just had to submit to. Amazing. People who were ill and had chronic health problems noticed that with this program that their health improved significantly. And over half of the individuals testified that their chronic illnesses just abated. People discussing having much more joy in life. They were able to just enjoy themselves more and to just have fun in ways that they had never seen possible. Also that they didn't need so much. This whole idea that we have to have this and that, and I've got to have 1,000 of this and 10,000 of that, really was not attractive anymore. When the individuals recognized there was so much more to enjoy than just a lot of the same old things, that they did not need to have the same repetitive habits with familiar objects, and that investigating new opportunities and just having new experiences was quite satisfying, quite satisfying. We noticed that addictive personalities seem to be able to gain much more control over the misuse of any activity that they may have been involved in. So we have a significant diminution in people desiring to misuse drugs and also the addictive behavior patterns, workaholism, and spending excessively, et cetera. These individuals were able to pull that into proper perspective because they were able to see the bigger picture and to see how their narrow focus in just doing one thing so intensely really created so many imbalances in their life that they recognized that they literally could select to use their energy differently and enjoy it. I find that these emotional perceptions of guilt and shame and ridicule also become much more insignificant in the mind of individuals who are balanced and locked. And they have much more freedom emotionally to allow others to be who they are without judgment and without criticism. And people feel much lighter, and they feel that they are much more comfortable in environments that they never would have anticipated they would expose themselves to, because they just do not feel so readily intimidated by change. So a unanimous expression of what people feel when they go on the balancing program is definitely the capacity to experience change and to do so with far less fear and to be very excited about the fact that the outcomes are most of the time in their favor. And that was one of the biggest reasons to why they were having so many problems and so rigid and so critical about unknown or misunderstood opportunities, is because they were afraid that it was going to be a disaster. The fear index was still so high, and this program helps to diminish it. And just think about it. Not magical. It would be very logical here. And intellectually, we could see the reason for this. that if you can put before the nervous system a known template that stimulates full growth, development, and integration of a tissue, then why would you not then be able to experience that high level of integration in consciousness and obviously throughout all areas of your life and you too? The geometry is very interesting. It is the template that allows the existence of this dimension, the third dimension. Nothing actually exists here and is very functional unless it conforms to a particular or a number of particular geometric templates. Therefore, geometry has an incredible effect upon everything. It determines what it is, and definitely upon living tissue. So with this rediscovery and asking individuals to apply this to their nervous system by observing them, incredible changes are happening in the brain. And it's interesting. Many people report that they feel the changes happening in their neurons. They feel the changes happening in different areas of their brain, how they're able to see now changes, et cetera. It's just, the list goes on. And what I think is just awesome is the fact that it's a 15-minute process. This is not having to go to school 8 to 10 hours, 3 to 4 days a week for 4 years. This is not having to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars at all, thousands of dollars, none of that. Okay, it's just 15 minutes, genuine focus, and that's all you have to do. So one of the things that is very important that people forget is the fact that they do have to have information to put into the new neurons. And so obviously we don't want to put the same old thing into new neurons, so the support team, and that's what we do at DJBP. We are the support team that provides for you the new information, the new perspectives, the new orientations, and the possibilities for how you can utilize all of this new information to create whatever lifestyle you'd like. Isn't that interesting? So, without further ado, because we'll come back to that, as usual, we always want to keep you abreast of the latest energetic changes that are happening on our planet, in our planet, in our solar system, as well as our bodies. And so our tissue engineer, Ms. Julie Appleby from Diamond Light World, is here to give us our update. So welcome, Julie. How are you?
Good evening, Dr. Jewel. I am good, thank you, and how are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. And so thank you so much for being here. So what's going on in the world of energetics and the grid?
Well, I actually have to say that what I'm sensing, what I'm picking up from the grids at the moment, I must just say to you that in the UK, we've been through a really difficult time with the grids because of the Olympics. And it is as if there was a real dampening down within the, certainly the local UK grids. And I don't know if that was cascaded out and felt anywhere else, but for the last 2 weeks, it has been absolutely really intense to deal with. But what's happening at the moment, of course, we know that Mercury's gone straight against St. Kevin's. That happened on August the 8th. So that retrograde period is actually finished. But at the moment, it's marking, and there's nothing specific. I know that we've just had this wonderful meteor shower, et cetera, but there's been a process that's taken place over the last 4 months, basically since May. And what we are feeling and experiencing, and a lot of people may be aware of it right now, is the release and the opening up from a very deep process that has taken the last 4 or 5 months to complete. So it's been very internal, very intense as a consequence of the grids of the planet and the various alignments that we've been subjected to over this time. And right now it's almost as if we've been given the green light in terms of moving forward. So I'd just like to mention that to people because they may actually be experiencing a greater degree of lightness, of freedom, of clarity, of direction, of of a number of things, just really enlivened as at yesterday and today. In fact, today has probably been the most prominent in terms of that lifting. So it's kind of like the green light for go is there for moving forward now and taking our purpose and our vision for what we want to achieve to the next level.
Oh, well,
so that's
good.
What's been happening with the planetary grid, yeah.
Well, that's wonderful to know that people who have been, I guess you would describe it as being stagnated or having high degrees of hesitancy over the last four months are feeling the relief now that they can move forward.
Yes. And in fact, you know, sometimes it's difficult to describe it as hesitancy because it's almost kind of like I heard a wonderful phrase before earlier on today, in fact, somebody mentioned it, and it was just in order to move forward, sometimes we have to learn how to stop. You know, if we carry on going forward without taking the pause to allow integration at various intervals, then we can't really be effective or as effective in our forward movement. So sometimes in the moving forward, we learn how to stop. So it may have felt like hesitancy, but it's actually been massive internal metamorphosis and shifts that have been taking place over the last 5 months.
Well, that's really... that's very powerful information, and I could definitely concur with that. And I'm glad you mentioned that word metamorphosis again, because people are not recognizing that they are going through change. And for them to recognize that they are changing and then to define that change by holding a template, your plan, what it is that you see for yourself, for your tissues, for your body, in place is very, very important. Very, very important. You know, this weekend I was doing some readings, and it's just been very interesting as to all the things that have really been happening with our genome, but yet and still we know that the genes will still only follow and commit to what the template of consciousness has created. And if there's an area in consciousness that has not been contemplated or defined, then the default program kicks in. And that's what people don't recognize, that, yeah, we do have a default program, but it does not have to be actualized if you have definite plans in place. And this is so important to recognize. Well, Julie, anything we can look forward to for the next week or 2 weeks coming up?
Well, it's just what I'm getting at the moment. You know, we just had another burst from the sun, but it's not necessarily Earth-directed, and the sun has really been a little bit quiet at the moment. And what I'm actually getting is that we head over the next 2 weeks, as we head in towards September, is that this forward momentum will actually continue. It feels as if there's been a real burst and release of energy from the planetary grids as well as from our personal grids. So that expansion is allowed. So I would say sort of just be very, very aware of where your space, your consciousness, your intelligence is expanding. And I would like to say, because I was listening to some of the stuff earlier, and if there's any new listeners on the line, that I would actually like to say to them that just about all of those things that you mentioned as being relevant to the balancing program and the ultimate impact that it has through going through the balancing and the locking process, I have experienced virtually every one of them. So it is that feeling of peace, that feeling of emotional stability, that feeling of a greater ability to comprehend more complex and abstract issues. So if you want to refer to that as intelligence expansion, but they're all of those things and literally feeling the physical effects of those neurons developing and making new pathways in the brain. It really has been an amazing journey. So for anyone that's listening that is still contemplating, then I would just like to add that in from my experience.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. But, Julie, one more thing before you go. All of this upheaval in the earth in Iran, now what do you think about that? Do you think that is solar-driven, or you think that is a contrivance? That has been,
you know, it's very interesting because there doesn't seem to have been the intensity of either solar or cosmic activity to result in those particular earthquakes. So it's very difficult to say. My personal feeling about it is that there is quite likely some kind of contrivance.
Mm-hmm.
That is not totally natural.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah, because I was like, wow, you know, to have earthquakes of this magnitude localized so precisely. Okay.
Yes.
And with the cosmic activities really detensifying. Okay, as opposed to increasing, I just thought, that's like really interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it's very, because normally you'd find, you know, almost swarms or spates of them in different areas when there are cosmic activities involved. And as you say, for them to be so localized.
Right.
Within Iran, that immediately it struck a few bells for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't
well,
fit the pattern, yeah.
Right. Well,
okay.
Our neurons are articulating on that in the same way. Okay, wonderful.
Yes.
And thank you again, Julie. We love it when you give us these updates because, again, the Jewel Network is dedicated to broadcasting the sciences of life and living. And, of course, we know that so many sciences are out here that haven't been broadcasted yet. So to be able to talk about the subtle energies and how that affects the body, how what's happening in our solar system, what's happening in Earth, what's happening in our galaxy, and how that influences us is a whole new science that we're just so proud to recognize that you are bringing forth. So, again, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. And, yeah, just to everybody and to you too, then just feel enlivened and enjoy the enlivenment, as I'm calling it at the moment, because it really is. It's an experience and energy that we haven't truly felt for quite some time.
Oh, yeah. Well, great. Well, wonderful. Thank you so much, Julie.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Don't forget, bye-bye. And everybody,
have a good evening. Bye.
And we're looking forward to the fact that, you know, we're right now literally on vacation. At least everybody else is except me. And I'm excited about the fact because I'm going to be able to go on vacation later because you'll get a chance to hear all these wonderful people who are coming on board for our renewed broadcasting starting in September. And, you know, I'm really excited about what the Diamond Light world is going to be able to share with us. Julie, as you've heard her, you know, over the last almost a year now, it's about, and what more is coming, because this is 2012, so there's a lot of wonderful information that's available. So just continue to stay tuned. Thank you so much, Julie. And I want to go back to, again, what we're talking about here, about these neurons and how the neurons of your brain actually lay out the roadmap for your environment to present itself to you, to literally mirror to you what the neurons are doing as far as their layout and the communication circuits that they are creating and sustaining in your brain. Now, you know, I just love these sci-fi movies because they really help me teach what appears to be these more complex concepts. Well, for those of you who've seen the movie Limitless, I recommend that you do. It's so funny because that what the gentleman experienced artificially by drug-induced overstimulation of the neurons, this does happen over time in a brain that is progressively maturing, in a brain where the neurons are allowed to continually grow, unfold, and integrate. And so that's why we're so excited about the balancing program, because it is what I call the baby program, assisting all individuals to completely develop all circuits of the brain and to begin to initiate integration of all of these areas. Now, we have two other programs above the basic program, and they then help to intensify the integration of the neurons, because you have to remember, neurons has one long arm that we talked about, known as the axon, but it also has these little teeny hairs that are so cute that we call dendrites, okay? So literally, we call them spiny, dendritic protuberances, DSP. the little DSPs. And the little DSPs are really important because they bring the homogenicity or the unification of what is going on in the neuronal community within the circuit. Okay, now you're saying, what did you just say? Well, what I said was is that every neuron has an extension of itself that can go to any other place in this wonderful galaxy known as the human body. So every nerve has one extension that it can go all the way to the toe or go to the liver or go to the lungs or to the heart, et cetera, and they group together to have that trail of communicative capabilities known as the spinal cord. But now, if the neuron can participate directly in exchange of information at the tip of your toe, then how is it also getting information about what's happening to the neuron next to it, above it, below it, behind it? And that's what the dendrites do. The dendrites are like little teeny hairs that grow off the side of the neuron so that it communicates with the neighbors. So therefore, the neurons are always processing information in the community, in the neighborhood, with the neighbors, as well as long distances. Okay, it's the long distance other parts of the body. That's just how incredible the integration of a neuron can be. But it doesn't happen when the brain is not balanced, and that level of integration doesn't happen when individuals have had intense emotional experiences that have not been resolved. So therefore, individuals with, you know, a litany of emotional, what we call trauma, and that trauma has definitely not been resolved, the communication between the neurons in the community is incomplete. The communication of the neurons with distal areas of the body is incomplete. And so, therefore, the neurons are operating on very limited information upon which that is all the information that you have to make a decision upon. And so people wonder, why is it that, you know, I saw it one way, but I used the data to the best I understood, and this is the product I got. You know, it's lopsided. It is not like the picture in my head. Well, that is because the brain is not integrated. The neurons are not completely communicative. They're not completely integrated. And so the best download of information and directives to the body could only produce the result that the individual could exhibit. That's the mirror of what was actually downloaded from the brain to the muscles, to the extremities of the body, and that's the best they could execute it. So when we want to see precision outside of us, we then have to fine-tune the neurons of the brain. Yes, we have to do that. And that is made by a decision from you. Because you have to remember now, you are not your body. You are not your brain. These are tools that you as an energy field of consciousness have agreed to use to allow you to see how what you think manifests in a three-dimensional reality. Yeah, so this is your own personal holodeck known as Planet Earth. So the balancing program allows you to be able to experience your holodeck creations more thoroughly. They're more refined. They can be perceived in a much more intense and rewarding way. So it then is reflecting to you the refinement of the capability of the neurons in your brain to communicate to each other, therefore relaying that information to you so that your decision-making capacity is now enhanced tremendously. That's what that means. So gaining more data into the brain, studying, reading a book, taking a course or whatever, does not necessarily cause enhanced integration of the neurons of the brain. Not at all. And so we find that we have to always go back to the primordial structures that are responsible for reality to enhance and to improve anything. And that always means we have to go back to Mother Geometry. And that's what you do in the Balancing Code. So just write us, okay? info@thejewelnetwork.net, balancing@thejewelnetwork.net to get your information. And for those of you who are on the Balancing Program, this is the last call. We're being just so loving to you to let you know that if you really want to take advantage of these next 5 years, please join us at the Advanced Discipline Workshop in Duluth, Georgia, at the Simpson Woods Retreat. Beautiful place out there, et cetera. You can join us right away. Write us at the balancing@thejewelnetwork.net. Only individuals who are balanced and locked or on the balancing program and definitely have had their diamonds activated are invited to this workshop. We're doing advanced things, and we need for you to have access to as much energy throughout the body and throughout the brain as possible. However, on Friday, we are having a wonderful presentation on the cosmology of humanity for the last 300 million years. I'm going to talk about that. What is going on for the last 300 million years that has brought us to this point? And once you get a look at this picture, the same picture that I'm seeing, you are going to be astounded at what's going on. And a lot of this makes a lot of sense, but most of all, it lets you know that you have the capacity to be and to do whatever you want to in these next 5 years, but you have to do it from inside out. All of this busyness that you got to do this outside and that outside and have 20 jobs and all that stuff, poor choice, okay, because whoever can write the template of their consciousness clearly will have the experience that that conscious template has decreed in energy. It's written in energy. It will manifest in reality physically. But that's where the templates are written, okay, not in how hard you're working right now. So the next 5 years are going to be for the people who understand how reality is created. And you must learn that if you still get it, and this 300 million years of history will make it very clear to us who's ruling what. So with that said, I just want to just, again, let all of you know how much we love you, that we are here for you to make sure that these next 5 years will be all that they can be. I do want you to understand that the Basic Balancing Program is literally opening the door and stepping into the awareness of how great and wonderful you are. That's kindergarten. And, of course, if you want more, we have more available. But first of all, let's get you to kindergarten. Love you much. I'll be back on Wednesday. Join me, 5 o'clock, the Dr. Jewel Show. And keep an eye out. Our new website's coming up. And for our September premiere lineup on the Jewel Network. I love you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website at www.thejewelnetwork.net. If you'd like to reach us, please send an email to info@thejewelnetwork.net.